Good morning, family. I'm a little nervous, so please bear with me. I ain't been up here in a while. Okay. Around this time of the year, you always hear, it is the season to be jolly. But shouldn't we be jolly all year round? As people, we communicate with each other every day. And part of that communication is not only the words coming out of your mouth, but your body language and facial expression as well. I think we can all agree that the best emotion that we feel, show, and can project onto others is happiness. Happiness ties all human beings together so much that it used to be the ultimate goal according to older psychologists like Sigmund Freud. Some people spend their entire lives searching for happiness but go about getting it the wrong way. Others find happiness in materialistic things on this earth, and that's where they mess up, because material things can always be taken away or destroyed. Spiritual things are those things that are forever. As Christians, we're supposed to have our eyes set on the spiritual prize of heaven. Plus, we have God on our side. So knowing this, we should always be happy, not only having faith in the all-powerful being who loves us, but what it says in the all-powerful being's book, which is the Bible. So I'm going to read, if you turn with me, to Psalm 126 and 2. And it says, "Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them." And I read this because that's what I want to talk about today. Laughter. And also how it contributes to your health and well-being. Not only physical, but your spiritual health and well-being. So first I want to start with some facts about laughing. They say laughter is the best medicine. Well, in some way, whoever came up with that saying is correct. Laughter helps fight off diseases in your body by altering levels of cortisol in your body, and cortisol lowers stress and fights off pathogens that may be harmful to us. Laughing cannot be forced. Oftentimes, we can fake a smile and get away with it. Laughing, if you fake it, you probably didn't fool the person you fake laughed at. Laughter exercises the muscles in your face, stomach, and diaphragm. It also burns up to 40 calories for every 15 minutes of full body laughing that is done. In addition to that, some studies show that 15 minutes of laughter can add up 2 days to your lifespan. Laughing shortly after you wake up has similar effects to drinking a cup of coffee. The science of laughter is called gelotology. Humans are not the only beings that laugh. So some animals, such as monkeys, they laugh as well. Kids laugh three times more than adults, and the average person laughs about 13 times a day. But very few of these times are actually from jokes. More than often, it is at chance happenings or things that were never intended to be funny. Women laugh more than men. Laughter is a sign of intelligence. And people tend to find people who laugh more attractive. Laughing is truly contagious. You laugh, you have like a 30% more chance of laughing when you're in a group than you do by yourself. We laughed, as human beings, we laughed before we spoke. Babies as old as 17 days have been observed doing it. In fact, even blind and deaf children laugh. Couples who laugh together stay together. And laughing creates an instant bond between individuals. When you laugh with a group or another person, we feel a natural connection in addition to alleviating some social stress or tension that might be there from meeting or being around new people. Now, that last one really caught my eye, because it says bonds are instantly formed when we laugh. And when you think about it, it makes sense Talking to people is a lot easier when you smile, especially with strangers, and it gets even easier when you can get them to laugh. It seems to a way to get a person to seem more human. Because oftentimes, you know, if you're talking to someone you don't know, it could be awkward, it can be a strange experience, but you just realize, when you get them to laugh, you realize, you know, they're like you, they're a person. But when it comes to evangelizing, most people like to start off with, you're going to hell if you don't believe approach, which is not a good icebreaker. Laughing is a good way to break the ice and to start a conversation off about religion in a good note. This way, the person that you're talking to understands that you're human too and feels a connection with you. Like I said, laughing creates bonds. And I'm not sure if we realize it yet, but laughter is a gift that God has given us. So I'm going to read Job 8:21. And it reads, "Till he fill you up with laughing and your lips rejoicing." And this shows how God knows how much we appreciate a good laugh. Of course, he's the one who gave it to us. Laughing can also often get one out of trouble, but there's a time for place for everything, and it can get you into trouble too. So I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 3:4. It reads, "A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." In Genesis, Sarah laughs out loud when God tells her she will have a baby in her old age. But she gives birth to Isaac, whose name in Hebrew means "he laughs." And he was a blessing for God, from God, and also one of the key points in, you know, Jesus' lineage. So laughter is not only a gift, it's a gift God wants us to spread. Because if you're laughing, you are in one of your most happy times. And as a Christian, you should have every reason to be happy, knowing that you are saved. In the Bible it says, "Rejoice," and again I say rejoice. "Let your moderation be known all to men, the Lord is at hand." That is Philippians 4:4-5. Like I said in the beginning, as Christians, we should be happy all the time. As well as smiling, we should let that happiness show and don't cling on to the bad things in life. You know, you got to let go and let God. When you put your stressors in God's hands, you'll find yourself a lot happier. And stress, for a fun fact, stress can manifest itself in physical ways when you hold on to it, such as headaches and pains. Laughter gets rid of that tension and relaxes it. So, laugh more throughout your life. And like I said, as a Christian, you have no reason not to be joyful. Rejoiceful in good times as well as the bad times. As well as in the bad times, like the Bible says. Because even though you may be going through something, God is only doing that to make you stronger. But even if you are not a Christian, well, if you are not a Christian, you should evangelize. Laughing will help you be more happy, be more approachable, because, and like I said, it makes you seem more human and also forms connections. So you evangelize and you can bring more people in. So the plan of salvation is hear the gospel. That's in Romans 10:13-17. Believe in Christ. Well, I guess what you mean. Let me go ahead. Let me get Romans. Romans 10:13-17 says, "For whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him who they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and the good and the glad and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You must believe in Christ, which is Mark 16, 15 through 16. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes is baptized and shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. Repent of your sins in Acts 2:36-47. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that the Lord has made the same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And Peter said to the rest of the apostles, men and brothers, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words, he did testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then when they gladly received his word and were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came on every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted to them all men, every man, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from the house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of the heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You must confess Christ, which is Romans 10, 9 through 10. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew near to the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became... Oh, wait. That's the wrong one. That if you... Okay. This is Romans 9. Through Romans 10, 9 through 10. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised you from the dead, that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. You must be baptized. It was Acts 22:16. And now, why tarry you? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord, and live faithfully unto death. I didn't get that verse, but it's, I believe it's Revelation. Revelation 2:10. For none of those things which you suffer, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. So remember that God wants what's best for you. So you should rejoice always and especially when God tests you. And just remember, also, I want to go back to this morning when we was in Sunday school. But nothing is more important than your soul. And a lot of people put things, like, y'all were talking about the TV, like, a lot of people put their happiness, they search for happiness in the material things. But in reality, it's more your spiritual satisfaction. That's what you need. So nothing is more important than your soul. And you should always be happy because you lean on God for strength. And my last verse is 2 Corinthians 12:10. Or 12:9-10. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest on me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I am become a fool in glorifying. You have compelled me, for I have ought to been commended of you. For in nothing I am behind the very most chief of apostles, though I be nothing. So if you have a need today that the church can help you with, please come as we stand and sing.